Joe Biden, with help from GOP, resettles over 52,000 Afghans across U.S. in 2021. By John Binder on December 31, 2021. President Joe Biden has resettled more than 52,000 Afghans across American cities, towns, and communities this year, the latest Department of Homeland Security (DHS) data reveals, in the largest refugee resettlement operation in American history. Biden's massive Afghan resettlement operation started in mid-August after a botched withdrawal of United States armed forces from Afghanistan following a 20-year war that took the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. Since then, Biden has resettled more than 52,000 Afghans across American communities in 46 states. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has admitted that vetting procedures for Afghans arriving in the U.S. are minimal. "We are not conducting in-person refugee interviews of 100% individuals," Mayorkas said during a congressional hearing in November. The resettlement operation has been aided by American taxpayer money, approved by Republicans and Democrats in Congress. In September, 49 House and Senate Republicans helped give Biden $6.4 billion to resettle an endless number of Afghans across the U.S. Earlier this month, 19 Senate Republicans and Representative Adam Kinzinger, Ariel, joined Democrats to throw more taxpayer money at Biden's Afghan resettlement, providing him with an additional $7 billion. Along with those resettled across American communities, the Biden administration continues temporarily housing about 22,500 Afghans at U.S. military bases that they have transformed into refugee camps. Those bases include Camp Atterbury in Indiana, Fort Dix in New Jersey, Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, Fort Pickett in Virginia, and Fort McCoy in Wisconsin. Afghans, while still living on the bases, can begin applying for work permits. In total, the Biden administration has brought more than 75,000 Afghans to the U.S. in just a matter of a little more than 4 months. Most are arriving on humanitarian parole, a visa-less category for anyone claiming to be facing persecution, while few are special immigrant visa (SIV) holders. Partnering with Biden, a non-governmental organization, NGO, backed by former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, is facilitating much of the Afghan resettlement on the corporate side. That NGO is working with the Koch brothers' network of donor class organizations and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to research, and each refugee costs taxpayers about $133,000 over the course of their lifetime. Within 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.